Blog Talk Radio.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
By over 537 million people who speak over 1,000 languages and dialects. For eons, Africa's wealth has been a magnet that has attracted the entire world. The continent has been plundered for its vast mineral and human resources. Traditional historians have viewed this land as one of primitive savages who slept through the millennia, contributing little to the cultural legacy of mankind. The facts, however, tell a different story. Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, via Blog Talk Radio. You know, tonight I was thinking, what is community? Just what is a damn community? Do you belong to a community? How do you know you're in a community? A lot of questions about that. What does it mean to be part of a community? Gotta keep doing these shows. People hear my goddamn voice. But a community, people, a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. These are some of the definitions I see. One of the examples they gave was like Rhode Island's Japanese community. You know, and one of the things that Dr. Clark says is that you have to go ahead and tie us into a culture and a place. It's referring to, and I'm wrong, I know I'm paraphrasing here, but it brings us to let me talk about the Africans, us, as to how we go ahead and have a connection to Africa as a land, our people. I'm going to go in the opposite direction on this shit again. I don't see us as a connection to a community. We don't have it. So I want to know, what the hell is a community? Where is community? Where is the African community? Where is the black community? Where are black folks? Shit. It's sad. So what? Where are we going with shit that we're doing? We don't have communities. We have neighborhoods and we belong to cities, and a lot of black folks want to go ahead and join somebody else they don't like or disagree with. But pretty much they disagree with that whole thing about being African. So how could they go ahead and want to participate in what this definition mean about community? What the hell is a community? Just a place you live. I mean, people don't have no fucking clue. I would like to see a real African community in America. One where we go ahead and connect with brothers and sisters on the continent. And I think everything's possible. I'm not that type of person to go ahead and, it can't happen. Oh, it can happen. All of this shit can happen. Everything. Every fucking thing. We can go ahead and do things. We can go ahead and do things for ourselves. We can go ahead and create this community where we are. A group of people living in the same place and having a particular characteristic in common. It's not hard. I just think the strategies that have been used to go ahead for other people's financial gain, political gain, not for the good of the collective, so to speak. Not for the good of the people, not for the good of black folks. It's been for the good of a single individual or the people who have propped this person up. Go ahead and be their spokesperson. That's the problem. Too many people speaking on our behalf and only speaking for their own best interests and their financial gains. Because you can't go ahead and say none of these people go ahead and speaking up for us. It's really doing anything for us. Because shit ain't been changing. It just gets worse. Doom and gloom bullshit. But that's the reality of it. Can't say that we're really going anywhere. Because we are not a group of people living in the same place or have a particular characteristic in common. We have that characteristic in common. We live in the same place. But the characteristic is unity, I feel. And trying to go ahead and survive. Here's another part of this definition. A feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes and interests and goals. That's something. That is something really, really, that's something you really should read that again. I got to read that again. It's a feeling of fellowship with others. Stop it, that shit. Feeling of fellowship when we got niggas out here killing each other. Quick. And you got people want to glorify it and make money off of it. Quick. Kill a nigga, shoot a nigga, kill a nigga, run him over, beat him up, fuck them bitches, fuck them hoes. Okay. I always say the word on these hoes. But, not really. We got a lot of weak ass niggas out here. We don't need that shit. Going on, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Keep falling behind. Distractions are shit. I'm trying to make money. One thing's for damn sure. What I'm trying to go here and do, what I'm trying to make money, I'm putting it to my foundation to better the people. And I know I can do it. Especially with our people. On both sides of the Atlantic. I see ways to go ahead and get both sides. And not everybody. Not Captain Save-A-Hole and that kind of shit, but I know I can go ahead and save some people. I ain't got no problem with that. I know I can go ahead and do something to go ahead and create a situation as to where we can go ahead and do better. Because I'm more about saving. Saving, literally, our youth, our young people. Even some of their fucking parents, I'd be like, I wish your ass fall off. Figure out a way to adopt your kid because you're a stupid motherfucker. We need to get the rid of these stupid motherfuckers. We just got too many stupid motherfuckers. It's like, the stupid motherfuckers are like earwax. You know, they're in the way from you going ahead and hearing the real message. Or going ahead and hearing perfect sound or hearing shit clearly. We need to get rid of them nasty bastards. They and it's just like earwax. But they keep coming back. You got to keep cleaning it. You got to keep cleaning your ears or you can get your shit flushed by the doctor, whatever the fuck. Too much earwax. That's where I see it. I don't see it no other goddamn way. So, how do you get rid of that? You get rid of earwax. Keep pushing the message. That way you can fucking hear clear. You can go ahead and determine what you gonna do. Because you can hear shit. And not this little stupid motherfucker try to go ahead and give you false information. And build us a real community. A place where we don't have to go ahead and worry about going ahead and getting treated like shit. I mean, don't that make much more sense? I mean, if you want to stay in America, you're fine. But even going to Africa is going to go have some problems. But staying in America, we have to go ahead and do a lot better than what we've been doing. A lot better. On almost every point. And I think that the worse it gets for us, the better it's going to be for people like me to go ahead and push a message of unity and nationhood. It ain't hit rock bottom, but it needs to. And I hope it gets worse. So motherfuckers wake up and listen and take heed. So we go ahead so we have some shit. So we can build something. I'm getting ready to go spend a lot more time in a couple of neighborhoods. Yeah, some of the worst in Chicago. And people don't really know my face. But what I plan to do is have some other individuals go ahead and do some things. And I want to keep this shit like this until I can build up something. Until I can build up layers around me. So I can keep the message going. So I can build up an army, in a sense. But do some shit. And when people are hungry, they'll do some shit. They'll go ahead and support you. Best thing to keep doing. Keep pushing my message. But it's got to connect to something. The connection straight is an urgency out here. People dying, living foul, life's in danger, in your neighborhood trying to kill you, outside forces trying to kill you. And you're kind of like a zombie. Shit's all fucked up. My buddy called. 2K, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, Chef?
Nothing, man. I was thinking about some things, you know, and every time, a lot of times I heard you on shows, I heard you popping that cork.
Well, you know that happens when you're from around the way. You gotta have that going. But I found it interesting when I looked at the topic about, you know, community. And I was listening to this other show, not to give it any publicity or anything. And they were talking about the subject of, and I want you to see how I'm gonna relate this to your topic. They were talking about the subject of ratchetness. And are black females being portrayed in a supremely negative light through social media. So when I came on your show and I saw that your title was Community, it immediately took me back to that whole discussion where I listened to callers for like over an hour. And once he said that he had calls backed up, I was like, okay, I'm going to just listen. I'm not going to call in on this one. But what I found interesting about it, and because it made me think of Black people as a community. I mean, I'm 53 years old. I was born in 1960. So I got to feel the pulse of people when, you know, Malcolm X died, Martin Luther King died, Stokely Carmichael, when the Black Panther Party, all of that. And I got to see the transition from that age to the 70s, to the 80s, to the 90s, to the 2000s. And now we halfway between, and I hope people who are listening are not falling asleep at the wheel, man, we halfway between 2010 and 2020.
Yep.
We halfway there already.
Right.
So what has happened is that life through technology has gone in the fast forward. It's moving extremely fast. And people in general, especially in the Black community, are having a hard time adjusting to it. The frequency's been turned up. So the things that it took you just as an average person, the things that it might have taken you 10 or 20 years to learn, you got to learn in like about 5 years now. Because if you don't, it's going to be old. And how I'm relating that whole discussion on ratchetness to your discussion on community is the fact that we've allowed ourselves, we know the game. We understand it. But we're still allowing the game to be played on us. And we're the joke because we spend all our time, you know, ratchetness, our Black females being betrayed this way or that way, Black men this way. First we went through the Black man thing where he was betrayed this way or that way. Now it's the female. At some point, we got to sit back and go, wait a minute. This is an organized thing that is following a system. This is being done by design. And even though we might
See, that's my whole point about what a community is. I don't think we have a community because I kept repeating that these definitions and stuff I was finding, a group of people living in the same place and having a particular characteristic and, or a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. I don't think we have almost none of that. I don't think we have almost none of that. And then listen to what you just said. I hear individuals talking about another way to go ahead and put a divide with us. To go ahead and divide us even more. I mean, what the fuck is all that shit about? You know, hey, what is a ratchet? I don't get all that. What are you going to do? And I always present this. I always try to ask individuals when they want to go ahead and talk about us as a people and they're going to go ahead and talk about us being, we Black folks, we need to do this. What are you going to do about going ahead and stopping these babies from dying? About these mothers from going ahead and being treated like shit? About brothers from going to jail? About our elders being treated like shit?
Right, right.
You know, right. That's
where the community element comes in.
Exactly, exactly. So, and one of the things I try to go ahead and push is my foundation, is try to go ahead and figure, one of the things I try to push is try to go ahead and get us together, go ahead and get deal as a collective, to go ahead and say, okay, well, let's go ahead and deal with farming and agriculture. We can go ahead and build some shit together, and we can have something. If we got financial clout, we can have political clout, but we got a bunch of stupid motherfuckers who want to go ahead and pick on just risk nonsense and go ahead and figure out another way to go ahead and divide us. I think that I don't know if you heard the part where I was talking about the idiots out here being like earwax, you know, They keep on popping up, and we got to keep on cleaning them out in order for us to go ahead and keep that body a little bit healthier, because that messes up your equilibrium, and you don't hear, and can go ahead and bring diseases if you don't clean out that earwax. These motherfuckers are similar to the goddamn earwax. We need to get rid of them. But that's just going ahead and blocking us from having it from individuals like myself trying to go ahead and tell us we need a community, a real community, to build it around something, to build around our youth, educate our youth so we can have something later for our futures.
And I agree with you. I agree with everything you're saying, Chef. But the harsh reality is we've actually bought into the system. And the reason why I brought up that whole ratchetness thing is because when I was listening to the discussion and everybody was bringing up excellent points and they were using examples. They were using examples of Facebook. They were using examples of YouTube. They were using all these examples of social media that has contributed to this. But see, I approach it on a much more fundamental level. It's like living in a parallel universe. See, because we're all in the grid now. So are you living vicariously through artificial intelligence, which is your computer, your cell phone, your iPad, your iPod,
right,
your whatever you got? That's
check this out. You know, and you're right about that. A lot of us are, and it's sad for black folks to be doing this, a lot of us are living through those, you know, electronic means. I don't know if you saw that thing recently on how they were talking about the birth rate is down in Japan and the amount of sex people are having in Japan is down. But also, you got to go ahead and look at this. These individuals got a whole lot of robots that's out there in Japan,
right,
more realistic
right.
robots, and they're having sex with them. But the fucked up part about it is you have more men willing to go have sex with these goddamn robots than women. So, you know, it's a problem. I think there's like a communication problem that they don't know how to go ahead and talk to the women. But with black folks, I think we kind of going toward that same old stupid shit, that nonsense.
That's the agenda, though. That's the agenda, and it's hard.
Black folks are in love with their electronic device. If you really go ahead, you can go ahead and stand on a busy corner, and you will see black folks with all the electronic devices. We don't own shit, so that bugs me first off. But you see everybody want to go ahead and be on their next shit, be on their electronic shit, and be walking down the street, and they pay attention, oblivious to what's going on. I seen a motherfucker almost get run over by a truck just this morning, headed out. But they love that electronic shit. You need to pay attention to real life and go back. Whatever happened to reading books?
Well, see, but at the same time, Chef, that's the challenge that's facing every group of people on the planet Earth. It just so happens that the black community, everything seems to affect us in a much more adverse way than everybody else.
You think?
Okay. Now, And even just saying, okay, they put stuff out there and they use us as test dummies, the crash dummies for everything. Okay, with that being said, we know that. Now, once it's actually put on the market, we are still the ones who statistically rise to the top of the rank in terms of either usage or some type of drama breakout or this or that or this or that. So in regards to the whole community piece, that's because we have allowed artificial intelligence to be the proxy, to go between, say, you and me. We could live four blocks away, but I'd rather text you than come to your house or to talk to you.
But how did it get that way? I agree with what you're saying. And how do you get that way? But and also, why is it more important to go ahead and keep white folks rich? Oh.
Because we still don't understand the game. As much as we like to say we do, we don't. Still don't understand the game.
Mm. That's sad shit. You know, because I remember listening to a couple of individuals a while ago, and they were just talking about, oh, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that. And again, I still ask, so how is buying all that bullshit going to send your kid to college? You just
right.
help a whole bunch of other kids go to college, be educated, and go ahead making this world, but you don't give a shit about your child. You don't give a
fuck. How is that going to have your child having a fulfilling life?
No shit.
Just,
you go ahead and buy all these electronics and all this other stuff to go ahead and do that. But it's, you still need to go ahead and figure out a way to go ahead and invest in the stock market, or create a business, or buy the books, or buy stuff to deal with your kid's future. But these individuals seem to go ahead and want to go ahead and buy all that bullshit. You go ahead and look at it from another angle also. I saw a video where individuals were standing in line, and one guy shot another guy over buying fucking Jordans. Materialism and fantasy and bullshit. That's some goddamn nonsense that's killing us too. But
right.
You know, we that's what I'm saying, that we more stuck on fantasy and bullshit. Materialism. I got to go ahead and have this. I got to have that. And the thing that bugs me about that is that when people go ahead and buy sneakers and tennis shoes and stuff, man, after about 3 or 4 months, they throw them in the closet. Don't even wear the motherfuckers no goddamn more.
It don't even take that long.
Shit, yeah. I mean, it has no value, really. It's stupid. And right now, it's just tax time. I criticize a whole lot of motherfuckers in tax time for going ahead and buying these goddamn buckets, these beaters, these fucked up cars, when you should be going ahead and buying land right now, you stupid motherfucker. You should be buying land right now. Something that's going to go ahead and give you, something that's got some residual to it. Something that can go ahead and pay you. But you want to go ahead and buy this beat up piece of shit car that's going to get you through the summer. And then next year you're going to do the same shit. You just want to keep on giving your money to white folks to go ahead and keep them rich. How fucking stupid can you be? When do we fucking learn?
Now that is the $64,000 question.
So what is a fucking community? We don't have a fucking community. We got a bunch of motherfuckers.
No, we got hoods. Remember when they changed the name from community to hood?
Exactly. We got hoods. We got a bunch of people and we ain't even doing it. We don't even support the shit that's in our own hoods. We go ahead and drive outside our own hood to go ahead and buy shit from other motherfuckers.
Yep.
Not realizing that you're going ahead slowly helping kill yourself.
Hey, Chef, go ahead. I'm going to put myself on mute. Give me just like 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
What are you doing? Going to go ahead and pop another cork or something, man? What do you got to do?
Nah,
something else, man?
I ain't going to. I'm good with that one. But
that's all right, man. I want to play a track. I want to take a quick break right fast. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
Oh my girl, you tell me so you have something to tell me. No, you see me right now, please tell me. You can't deny my love. You can't deny my love. Sexy Itania, come sing to me.
Moment of honesty. Someone's gotta say to me tonight. Is it gonna be?
Make sure.
I'm gonna sit right here and tell you what comes to me.
Que
va la pasta.
honey, me and me tonight of the night, everything up is sealed up. My love is like work hard, we want wheel up. Me know you feel about me or the deal up. Me stand up for my two foot, then me no kneel up. You are act like so you are at late. My love is pure Charlie. You tell me to your ex man, where I'm back to what the hell you want with Charlie Black. Please tell me.
Questions, call the number is 347-215-8465. Again, that number is 347-215-8465. And it should be said that a community means a society of like-minded individuals, which in some respects has it possesses the attributes of a nation. And, you know, it can go ahead and put you in that nationhood mindset. I'm all about nationhood, about going ahead and doing something for us as a people. We got a lot of hurdles and distractions. We got to get through that. We've been getting through it all this time. We can keep doing that. We have to go ahead and build that media apparatus, and I'm keep pushing that. I'm working on that, trust me. I'm working on that to get on back so we can have them real black radio stations, not these mind-controlling motherfuckers that's out here going ahead and trying to destroy us, doing all they can to tear us down, to go ahead and have us constantly being the ultimate consumer instead of producers. And my foundation, we have gone ahead and tried to do our best to try to make us producers. And it is an uphill struggle, let me fucking tell you. You got a whole lot of individuals out here who are tied to this and tied to that and scared of you and everything. Just whatever the fuck you got to say, just stay to the side, you know. you ain't got nothing to go ahead and really go ahead and contribute to the whole thing. Just shut up. But I know people that are really trying to do something and sincere about what they're doing because of the situation that a lot of black folks are in. I can't speak for no other group but mine. And in the, and then I, every now and then I come across some people go ahead and tell me, well, that's racist. And fuck you, get out of my face with that bullshit. I don't understand why we go ahead and speaking up. Well, we speaking up and going ahead and discussing the problems and the issues makes me racist. Besides, I can't be racist, especially not in America. If I was in Africa, I could probably be racist. I'm not, I can't be racist in America. Because in order for us to be, in order for me to be racist, I would have to be going ahead and oppressing certain group that with lesser numbers. And I'm just trying to go ahead and get my group of people to go ahead and stick together and do some shit and stop going ahead and putting other people's kids through college, educating other people's kids, individuals making money off of us, trying to do my best to go ahead and stop the black-on-black crime. And I really feel that a lot of the ills that affect us as a people can be changed by just putting a lot of us into our own businesses. In an industry where we go ahead and make our own money. If you ain't into that, man, don't try to criticize me for what I'm doing. Fuck you. Stay out my damn way. If you ain't with me, you're against me. And that part we need to go ahead and stick with. I'm going to stick with that. And I got a lot of support. Not what I need, enough, not where I feel comfortable yet, but I got a lot of support. There's nothing that we can't achieve that we can't go ahead and move high up on, we can't go ahead and get unless we put our minds to it. We had good shit. And if you had it before, you can go ahead and get that back and then some. I had some personal issues where I lost a lot of shit. Believe it or not, I'm doing a hell of a lot better now than I was me doing before. As long as you just stick with it. Can't give up. It is one of those silly-ass things, one of those dumb-ass cliches, if you get knocked down, you get back up. I got back up swinging. Fuck them. I'm trying to go ahead and show my brothers and sisters, go ahead, we can do this. We had stuff when we were doing things at one time. And we were not the economic base, so to speak, of America. They had other shit going on. But right now, with the economic base. A whole lot of times, if you pay attention to a whole lot of the shit that's going on in America, if you really pay attention, you see that, hey, look, the shit that's going ahead and the shit that's going on with us, the stuff that's going on with us is keeping America afloat. So let's work on trying to create our own industries. Everything I say, get into farming and agriculture. We were once good farmers, once great farmers. Can't look down on being a farmer. Farming is not as hard as individuals try to tell you. It can be fucked up and rough because I think the hard part for some people is getting your ass up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. But shit, it's your own stuff. If you had your own business, you have to go ahead and put a lot of hours into it. Farming is just a little bit physical labor, but it's not as hard as a lot of people think. But it's your own shit. It's your own stuff. It's yours. It's all yours. Nobody can go here and tell you, hey, you're fired. So you ain't. So if you get fired, like a lot of people get fired today, go ahead and get fired on Friday, come back and shoot up the fucking place on Monday. No, motherfucker. So, again, what exactly is a community? We don't have communities. We got a bunch of people living in different neighborhoods. Not trying to do anything. Let me play something real quick.
So long, I've been sleeping all alone, Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone, I've been slipping all alone, I won't catch you.
Spending for a minute. I had to go ahead and, like, ooh. Maybe because of that wine I was drinking, I don't give a shit. Yeah, you know, the question is pretty much is, what is a damn community? I don't see it. I'm black in America, so I have to go ahead and deal with that. No. Let me answer a question. No, this is nowhere near my first show. I do shows off and on, and I go where the money leads me. Because sometimes I get hired out to be a personal chef, and then, like, maybe that project might take me on for a little bit. So, just recently I had a pretty decent project. So I could be on for a little while. But I got a couple of steady assignments, so I'm working toward getting back into having my own restaurant. And what I intend to do with that is to take that restaurant and turn it over to my foundation and have that as a launching pad to go ahead and teach a lot of people about culinary arts and put them into their own places. I have a nonprofit foundation. I have a nonprofit foundation, and it deals with farming and agriculture. So what I'm going to do with that is to grow our fruits and vegetables, things that we need, dealing with whatever animals that we need, teach people how to go ahead and deal with the whole gamut about farming. Good thing I got that glass of wine there. Teach everybody about farming and try to go ahead and put some more businesses and dealing with the food industry. Put them in the hood. Also, I'm also dealing with a couple of individuals who have cattle farms, so we're going to be dealing with the whole tanning issue here shortly with a couple of festivals. They're going to be making big presentation at a couple of festivals in the summer. So I've been kind of busy. I was doing shows for a long time. I've been on Blog Talk for like almost since the beginning, and I didn't really do shows regular. I had a lot of things. That's like I said, just been working, trying to stay busy, because I'm all about dealing with the community. We're trying to figure out the community, or what is a damn community. Yeah, I really got some stuff going on. I got a bunch of phone calls today about, oh man, these fuckers. Bunch of phone calls today from some farmers. Hey, you said you can get that money over there. Hey, look, you motherfucker, shut up. I'm trying to do the fundraising to get you the cash, so don't be bugging me. You know, but I understand their points. Everything's pretty much going to be, I'm going to answer some stuff because I don't usually do this. I deal with some stuff in my chat room. Everything is pretty much going to be organic farming, especially since, Obama, this motherfucker's credibility is just really going downhill with me. Since he signed this Monsanto Protection Act, I didn't even read it. But anything that if it's anything like the way it sounds, I don't need to fucking read it. I mean, Monsanto is like the worst. How could you go ahead and sign a bill to protect these bastards when they've been getting sued in other countries? And I think it's even crazy. You can't even go ahead and tell me that, just the same lie that they were putting out, where we had to go ahead and save the banks. So, because there was so many jobs at stake, that's bullshit. That was so much bullshit. And saving Monsanto, that's even more bullshit. Monsanto was killing people, but Monsanto was also robbing people at the same time. If a corporate Monsanto farm is just like, let's say they're like a few hundred miles from your place, and somehow their seed pods blow onto your property and sprouts and grows, they have a way to check the genetic code. They can come back and sue you and take your fucking farm, saying that you are going ahead and stealing their shit. I was fucking amazed at that shit there. There's a couple of farmers. They still have cases in the system right now, you know, that's dealing with that. And there was a documentary that came out, which I can't remember the name right offhand. But Monsanto is one of those fucking companies that, you know, they're the worst. And I really try to encourage people to go ahead and grow herbs. Okay, and grow some flowers. Let's create that so-called community. Go ahead and put some things around. Hey, fuck it. And if you want to, take a fucking handful of weed seeds and throw them around. I did that once. I threw them at the police station, a couple of police stations. I just got drunk one night and just like, you know, grabbed it, because I used to keep a bunch of them. Just grab them and just start throwing them around the police station and shit, because they always got somebody who's going there gardening, pruning and all that shit. And I got pissed off that I got pulled over for, you know, a ticket, and I wasn't even drunk at the time. So I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to throw these motherfuckers around. And believe it or not, I saw some of that shit growing, man. Like, oh, fuck. But anyway, you need to, you know, grow your own herbs and stuff and go ahead and practice on that herb thing and then go ahead and try to go ahead and grow some other stuff. I'm big on the aquaponics, very big on that. I have a few large fish tanks to where I'm going, getting that fucking air and the water circulated and all that shit to where I got fish growing and I got vegetation growing. And I got tilapia mostly growing. So, you know, that's like one of the easiest. Tilapia is a very durable fish. I'm trying to go ahead and do some other stuff. And I want to go ahead and grow catfish and trout. And I got another fish that's like cod. I want to go ahead and grow that shit. And I also working on getting prawns or shrimp. So that's going to take some outdoor stuff. But everything I'm doing right now is indoors. It's kind of a bitch because you can't really keep the air circulated. Where I have this stuff, I don't have the air circulated right because it's like in somebody's garage. So I'm really trying to get some shit together. And hopefully these damn fish should be ready to go ahead and send the market here real soon. But, you know, it's going to take a while. They're about, let me see, I'd say about five inches. And tilapia can grow damn almost 2 feet long. You know, tilapia can be, it can grow as large as, can be, when they grow large, they can go ahead and be about 15 pounds. You know, what you see in the store is some bullshit, okay? They're going ahead and growing them, plucking them early because they figure the meat's real tender, you know, that young meat. But that's really some stupid shit. They're really undercutting you. Try to get your tilapia. You know, if you can, you can grow your own shit at home. They got a bunch of websites. Depending on what state, Illinois is one of those states. I live in Chicago. Illinois is one of those states that got a lot of fucking restrictions about tilapia itself. But if I was growing some other kind of fish, they wouldn't have as many restrictions. So as I go ahead and grow with this tilapia business, it's going to require a lot more licenses. But right now I'm doing a lot of shit under the table. And as long as I'm not trying to go ahead and put it in the market, I'm trying to go ahead and just have it for myself. It's like almost like, you know, that weed plant is like for personal use. They ain't going to really fuck with you too much. So the fish tanks I have, that's cool. The fish tanks that I have, where I got the fish growing, you know, it's more like for personal use. I'm not trying to sell this. If I'm trying to put it on the market, it's different. So. And tilapia is growing. But there's a whole bunch of other fish that are similar to that that we need to look into that take us out this system. Because every time I go to the store, every time I shop, I just get sick and tired, and you know, just it's painful to go ahead and do a lot of shopping because you go ahead and say, damn, these prices are going up and going up and on up and up. You know, and it's crazy. I got access to a couple of poultry farms where I go ahead and get fresh eggs. I know this guy who also he's a beekeeper. So and he man, his house man, it's like he's like I got like a fucking honey couch. He got honey every damn where. And you know, getting those kinds of things. I mean, and getting those kinds of things are really, really good for you. They keep you a lot healthier. You know, you can go ahead, damn it, eat a whole lot of that stuff. And it's not like eating that processed stuff, which just puts the pounds on you right away. You know, and I go ahead. I'm fairly healthy, and I go ahead and I lift weights a little bit. It keeps a lot of the disease and bullshit down. So I'm really big on dealing with your own farms and all that other stuff. And what I intend to do, I'm going to go next week. When I'm, you know, just like my topic, I'm trying to go ahead and get us, trying to figure out what is a community. I'm going to go to a couple of areas here in Chicago. And they got a program here. The mayor in Chicago has a program to purchase land for a dollar in some of the one of the roughest areas in America. And I'm going to go ahead and see how much that me and my foundation can purchase, because also I have relatives that live in that area. So what I intend to do with that land is to go ahead and bring a much, much bigger farm setting. And I'm not trying to exploit the people, and I'm not trying to put nobody to work per se. I'm trying to go ahead and put individuals into their own business. What we grow on this land, you turn around and sell for yourself. The land, the vacant lots that they're selling in this area is a dollar. So I don't see no reason why we can't go through the neighborhood, pick up the trash, the garbage, turn it into our own compost, and go ahead and get whatever seeds we need to go ahead and let them germinate. It doesn't take much to germinate your seeds and let them grow in the neighborhood. And turn around and go ahead and sell that. And with me, I can teach you how to go ahead and make some proper meals and decent meals. You plan to box garden. Yeah, I do. I got some people working with me, and what these people, if they don't have time, shit, I'll sit my ass in front of this thing and watch YouTube videos all fucking day if I need to. Just get me a bottle of wine and go ahead and sit here and figure this shit out. And I don't mind reading either, so I don't think this is really that damn hard and complicated. we can go ahead and do this. And I intend to go ahead and get this shit going really, really. Well, one of the things I want to go ahead and do is to go ahead and purchase a couple of the structures, the buildings that's in that area, and do a lot of indoor farming. And then with the outdoor lots, do the greenhouse thing and the compost to go ahead and keep that warm. So, and it's about building that area, that so-called community, build that up. That is considered, it's Inglewood in Chicago, and it's one of the worst, considered one of the worst areas in Chicago. I don't plan to do a lot of roof farming just yet. I plan to go ahead and keep it where everybody can see us. So, you know, when people see you, they want to do a lot more. Yeah, the website. Oh, fuck. With the website, let me see if I can get this shit going tonight. I had some problems. I designed the own website. I built the website. Let me see if I can get this shit going by the morning. And this is what I'll do. Let me see if I get this shit up here real fast. Yeah, this is, not working. This is the Facebook page. That's the Facebook page there. And with with that Facebook page, but the website, I had some. I don't use my regular credit cards, and I don't go here, and I don't have a real solid account for my foundation. I just go off the prepaid cards, which are better. You know, if you know anything about computers, you go ahead and get you a prepaid card. So I need the prepaid cards. I had to do a bunch of other stuff with. I also had to, I won't say that, but I had to do a lot of stuff with them others. So the website, I don't want to pay for it for like a month. I want to pay for it like a year. Keep that going. And I want to go ahead and get put the website up, and I'm like, okay, well, damn, I have something else to do, and I keep fucking forgetting. So I'll get that thing straight and fixed up here, hopefully before Sunday. Shit, I got to get up early and do something. So I intend to have that going to go ahead and build a real community, to go ahead and have us doing a lot more other shit than what we have been doing, getting in trouble. Our problem basically is attacking the ills in the community. Hey, no, brother, you back?
Yeah, I'm back, Chef. I kind of missed like the last 30 minutes of the conversation, but you guys were talking about that agricultural piece, right?
Right.
Right. My grandmother was a migrant farm worker in Central California. And what a lot of people don't know about California, I know you're from Chicago. What a lot of people don't know about California is that it's an agricultural state.
Right.
Once you leave the what we call Northern California, which is the Bay Area, that's San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, San Leandro,
Sacramento,
Moraga, all of that area. And then most people know the L.A. area, which is L.A., Ingleside, Long Beach, Pomona, and all that. But what they don't know is in that middle stretch between the Bay Area and Southern California, that's over 600 miles of agricultural land. Now,
you got Oxnard, Bakersfield.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know about all that.
And in that whole area, what a lot of people don't know is that's where a lot of your fruits and vegetables come from all around the country.
Exactly.
Just like Florida has oranges. California got everything else. And then when you go north of the Bay Area, then you got your wine country. That's only like 30 minutes away.
Let me show you something else. I lived in Sacramento for a year. I got people in Fresno. I lived in Fresno. And what's that other fucking place?
Is this by Sacramento or Fresno? Because you got Modesto. Furlong.
No, I can't remember the fucking place right now.
What large city was it next to?
Stockton, California.
Okay. And this was you talking about people that are living in like Folsom?
I got relatives that live there. They live there now. As a matter of fact, one of my cousins just got in touch with me. We hadn't talked in a while, and she was like, hey, you know, when you coming back? I was like, yeah, I'm working on it. I'm doing this. I told her, you know, some of the stuff that I'm doing, and hopefully I come on back, because they had a farm over there near the Napa Valley. Now, that land, believe it or not, that land there is expensive.
It's
extremely expensive. Over there in the wine country, that land is expensive.
Yeah.
Everybody can't get there because they had that sold up for years with the wine growers for a long time.
Yeah. Yes. That's big money there.
Yeah, so like if you buy land over there, not because they actually bought out, you know, part of my relatives that were there. They bought them part of their land out for a long time ago. So they really, right now, because at one time I think they had made like a couple hundred acres. And right now they're down to maybe like 10. But they made a little money off of it, and then like they got stupid, and then like they crack set in. But anyway, what my cousin is talking about doing, she's like, well, I want to go ahead and get involved in what you're doing. And so they got that little land over there, and they want to go ahead and open up a grocery store and other stuff. But the thing that I noticed coming over down there to Napa Valley, down there to that area, it's hot as a motherfucker over there. I was there one day, man. It was 121 degrees. I was like, oh, shit. But stuff keep growing, and they got a problem with water. There's a way to go ahead and do shit over in that area.
Make
money in that
Rob,
area if you do stuff.
Rob, the problem isn't with the water. Well, let me rephrase that. You're right. The problem is with the water. The problem isn't that there's not enough water, because what Northern California does is it funnels all of its natural water to Southern California. They built a canal that stretched from the Bay Area and Stockton, those outlying areas, Stockton, Sacramento, because that's the foothills of the Sierra. So when you get that snow runoff, that comes down in the Sacramento, that comes in Stockton. Then it comes through the Bay Area. And what they did was they brokered a deal. This was like about 30 years ago. They brokered a deal where all that runoff water, they were going to build a canal from Oakland all the way to L.A. and funnel all that water into L.A. It's all a money grab. You know the game.
This is what I've been seeing.
You know the game.
The levies,
you know,
people, if you mention levies, people think about New Orleans. You know, they got levies in Sacramento. They're talking about that area is being flooded as we speak, and one big storm going to wipe their asses out soon.
Right.
So, you know, and it's real good land, real fertile land. It's land that will go ahead and grow a whole bunch of shit.
Here's the other side of that coin, Rob. Here's the other side of that coin. When you talk to people from California, they're talking about we got a drought. Now, every time I hear that word drought, the first thing that I do is look at the geographical location of the area. Common sense tells me this, Jeff, Rob. If the whole state is on the Pacific Ocean, how can there be a drought?
Let me hit you with another one, okay? Okay, they talk about this shit as being a drought. You just mentioned something. Here's something else. Okay, like when I was in the military, they had ways. I got assigned to a couple of ships, and they had ways to go ahead and take salt water and turn it into fresh water. They even had ways to recycle. All fucking piss water. So shit about drought is about getting federal funding and federal money. Ain't no goddamn drought. It's some bullshit.
Exactly. And what you're talking about, because I was in the science field, what you're talking about is desalinization. It's what they do in the Middle East. Because the Middle East has the Red Sea. It has the Mediterranean Sea, which is both salt water. So what they do is they desalinize the water, they take the salt content out, saline, salt, root words, it's all the same. They take the salt water out, and then they purify it and turn it into normal drinking water. They've been doing that in the Middle East for over 60 years.
Look, man, let me give it to you a little bit different, okay? When I was in the Army, right, my job, I was a water boy. I was in a water. I was a plumber and a water treatment specialist. They've been doing that shit for even longer than that.
That's
okay.
True.
And they got and they got the earliest shit from going ahead and just going ahead and taking the water. When they get the water, they go ahead and they pump it through regular, they got like these any type of stone, but they'll go ahead, you can burn trees. When you burn trees, you turn them into charcoal. Don't burn them too fucking crisp. Just go ahead and burn it to a charcoal. Okay, so it's almost reusable. Then you put these filters of fucking cotton and shit in between that, and you do that in several layers and let the water go through that, and it sucks out a lot of stuff. There's also a few, I can't remember the goddamn fucking plants you can go ahead and use to go ahead and help suck the salt straight out of that. Okay?
Right,
but that's one of the easiest way to purify water. And these people are fucking lying about it, because what they're doing is trying to go ahead and get money, federal money, to go ahead to keep them going. It's just to go ahead and put money in their pockets. All this shit about the drought is a lie, some fake-ass bullshit.
Right.
I can never understand why. And then there's the natural way of doing it, to go ahead and create these little irrigation units, these little canals and stuff, let the water go ahead and run off, the salt water run inland, and it'll go ahead and purify the fucking water, suck the salt off. They full of shit.
Right. And let me hit you to this, too, Chef. When I was in college in the Bay Area, through my ex-wife now, she had introduced me to this particular individual. And I was in college at that time. I had went in as an engineering major, but then I had switched to applied mathematics, which is mathematics as a base, but you apply it to something. So I went into applied mathematics with my application in physics. So this guy came to me about this whole desalinization thing, the very thing you're talking about, the exact same thing. This was back in 91. And he was trying to put forth this program to do exactly what you're saying. And you would not believe, man, they shut that. I jumped on board because I was like, okay, it was in my field of study. It was something that I could add to my little resume. You know what I'm saying? So I was into it, not really understanding all the implications. But as I studied it and got into it, then I realized the importance of it. Dude, you have no idea how quickly the money shut that down completely. And I was right there on the edge of, if he would have got the regular funding that he would have needed for that, man, I would have never had to work another day in my life. Shit got shot down so quick.
Comes back to like what I'm talking about. What is a community? And black folks need to go ahead and learn one goddamn thing. We need to go ahead and figure out how people making money off our so-called community at this present time.
Yep.
And we go ahead, we set up our shop, we go ahead and buy houses and all this other bullshit, and not go ahead knowing that, hey, look, you don't really need to go ahead and have their water pumped into you. You know, based on their laws and bullshit, you don't need to go ahead and have the electricity they go ahead and provide you with. No. It's all
exactly
a fucking game and illusion. None
it
of
is.
This shit is
because
all
what you're us. Saying is what you're saying is so true, because the shit is all out there.
It
it's
is.
For free. It's for free.
Yeah.
If you know how to get it.
Yeah.
It don't cost
you. See,
you
when you go ahead and you look at the whole thing about going ahead and purifying your water, what messed my mind up, because I came into the military early, right out of high school. And I learned that plumbing shit and going ahead and how to purify my water. And I used to go ahead and show people how to catch their own rainwater and go ahead and turn that into drinking water. They were shocked. And then show them, not only that, show them how to go ahead and make your own drinking water, to show you how to test it to make sure it was safe. Okay, not just telling you. To go ahead and show you, hey, look, this is what the impurities look like. And go ahead and show you, hey, look, test the pH. Make sure the pH is at zero. Make sure you don't have too much alkali, too much acid. You know, and it needs to freak people out. We don't need to go ahead and deal with all this other bullshit. This is another thing we can go ahead and have in our community, because a lot of times with the water, it's got all that fluoride, chloride, all that other shit that's in it, and then that shit's going ahead and tearing up your goddamn insides.
And you know the worst thing that and you know the worst thing they ever did to us, Chef, which a lot of, and I know you know this, and I know that there's people that are listening to your show that know this, but a lot of people don't realize it. the importance of it is that when they started selling us water, that changed the whole game across the board, economically, systematically, health-wise, every profession-wise. That changed the whole game. Because if I can, that's like selling sand at the beach.
Wait,
if
man,
I can
look,
sell
let me,
you water, I can
let me
sell
hit you with
you
that.
Water, really?
Let me hit you with that two ways, okay? Two ways. You got them, you go ahead, they set up the stuff to go ahead and, so they sell you water in your house, so you have your drinking water, you wash your clothes and go ahead and cook your food. But the other fucked up part about that is people go ahead and buying the bottled water. That is the most
there
ridiculous shit out
there.
There
it is.
Get you can go ahead and get your own little, basically, plastic is made from fucking oil, so you contaminate your body any goddamn way, so you need to find another
right way
to go ahead and collect it, to house it. But you can go ahead and get your, and also, the water that's put into these fucking, these bottles, all that shit made by Nestle and all this other bullshit, this shit is, a lot of times, it's just straight tap water. Go to your bathtub
right
and fill up these damn jugs and then slap a label on it and sell it.
Right.
And they have it on the bottles. You can look at the bottles, and they say this came from municipal services. Municipal. Oh, that wine began to kick in.
But I know what you're talking about. It's coming from the local water supply of where you live.
Right. And that's why I go ahead and say, man, all this shit with laws and shit, man, that's legal? Wait a minute, hold on.
Chef, it is legal. And here's the cold part of the game. Here's the cold part of the game. A 16-ounce bottle or a 22 or 24-ounce, I think they come in 16 and 24, the bottles of water. A 24-ounce bottle of water will cost you the same or more than a 22-can ounce of beer, liquor, alcohol.
I'm getting drunk.
What? No, but you understand what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. But we don't.
Pumpkins and cute.
Okay, it's going to take you $25 to come on in, and I need $25 and I'll let you.
He's charging and missing. That's funny.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm working it out.
What's going on, Pumpkin?
I am so impressed to learn all this stuff about you.
Oh, you just thought I'd go ahead and say crazy shit all the time?
I'm not saying anything crazy. I'm looking at your Facebook group, and I'm just like, wow, awesome.
No, because most people think I just say crazy shit all the time. When I come to people's shows, I type in stuff in their chat room, and they're like, oh, he's fucking nuts. And so I get that a lot, so it's cool.
I get that a lot, too, so, hey.
Hey,
we all got something in common.
So what's on your mind?
I know. I've been drugged through the sand ditches of El Paso on BGR.
Oh man.
Well, I have a question for you.
What's that?
With your Facebook page there.
Right.
Can I share some of that stuff onto my Facebook page? You okay with that?
But it's $25 for 2 minutes. And, it's like $200 an hour. I'm real simple
that,
and easy.
That means yes.
Go ahead. I don't care. Don't bother. I want you to go ahead and push them pages because I'm trying to go ahead and expand that, earlier I talked about Obama go ahead and sign this Monsanto Protection Act. I'm trying to figure out how in the fuck can you go ahead and protect these people who've been involved in literally murdering people, murdering millions. The French was not protecting them. The Indians did not protect them. The French made them bastards pay, I think, maybe like $9 billion.
He's a politician, Jeff.
Yes. Monsanto is a huge corporation. The huge corporations own our politicians. So when these acts get passed, It's the politicians paying back the big corporations to keep their pockets, you know, full of money.
Exactly. I don't think that's how that got passed.
And other bills too, you know.
Well, wait a minute. They showed you what happens when you break ranks. Who's the last president that we had that really broke the rank and had to pay the ultimate price? It was Kennedy. That was the last one. That was a long time ago. And see, this is how the powers that be work. And this is why I always call 1960 to 1970 is the Renaissance period of the United States. Now, if you understand Renaissance, which I know you both do, going back to the French Renaissance in Europe and all of that, it was the Renaissance period because that's where there became a great period of enlightenment, and then there became a great shift, which just drowned out the enlightenment. Now, let's look at from 60 to 70. Has there ever been that many assassinations in one country in a 10-year period? I don't think so. When you start drumming up the names of all the people who got knocked over, you had Kennedy, you had Martin Luther King, you had Malcolm X, you had Medgar Evers, you had the Black Panther Party, you had all the white kids at Kent State in Ohio that got shot down by the military.
Yeah.
It was going down in the United States in the 70s, in the 60s, because it was an awakening period. People were waking up, and the forces that be was like, we're not having it. That's why we don't do it now. We're not going to assassinate a president. We're not going to kill. We don't have to, because the people in the streets, the common person, the community will do it for us. That's how the game has evolved. And we're not, and when I say that they're operating on a higher frequency, just like Pumpkin, I know that you are into the whole farming thing and the earth thing. And I know Chef. I've talked to Chef many times. And I already told him, my best friend is from Chicago. So I have a certain affinity for brothers from Chicago because to me, being from Oakland, California, they just real people. And they have an understanding of life and how things work regardless of what it is that they're doing. But we're in an age now where, like Chef said on his show, it's about community now. Because if we don't get it together, hey, the ball is in play. Now, whether or not people get on board or try to figure out a counter mechanism for that, that's up to them. The game is being played at a very fast pace now. The frequency has been turned up. Everything has been heightened. Everything is moving at like light speed. And if we don't understand this and get on board with this, with all the stuff we're talking about as a community, if we don't get on board, man, they're going to run us over like steamrollers.
You know, one thing I try to go ahead and tell people, I say, hey, look, you know, everything you said, brother, sounds cool. But if the message is not getting out, you know, what you said means nothing. And the message is not getting out. That's because the individuals who like the Monsanto, are also rubbing elbows with the fucking, what's that bastard who go in, the pointy nose, the big nose bastard with the fucked up glasses who run Fox News. All them motherfuckers are in bed together.
Talking about Murdoch.
Yeah. All them motherfuckers in bed together. All them. So, you know, they got a stupid ass message to put out. So what they can go ahead and do is like, okay, well, hey, look, they can come over there to Fox News and go ahead and put that bullshit out. And not even, not just Fox. MSNBC, who's supposed to be the opposite of Fox, they own bullshit too. Don't go ahead and think that, hey, look, they got your best interest at heart. Because the people who are talking real stuff, go ahead and giving you real, you know, what's really happening out there, MSNBC kicked them off. like Keith Oakman, like that, a couple of other cats that was on there. And I'm trying to figure out, they ain't shit either. All of them is all one big-ass fucking gang.
Who's the guy that went over to RT? He was from one of them, CNN or something like that.
I can't think
of his name. Older guy.
I can't. Right off the bat, I don't.
He's got a show over on RT now, which really kind of blew me out of the water. I can't think of
what's his name.
Yeah.
Not Zink Uger. What's his name of this? Some of them went over to Current TV. And Current TV turned out to be some bullshit too, because it's all about Al Gore, and Al Gore still got his connections. I'm trying to think about who you're talking about, but the whole thing is, here's something. To be a lobbyist, I think you have to pay like $300. And at first, for years I thought to be a lobbyist, you had to go ahead and get a master's and all this other shit. I'm like, fuck, I got a bachelor's, I can probably squeeze in there. No, it's just go ahead, have an agenda, have somebody go ahead and push you up there. You stand out there and talk shit, push whatever fucking crap you got going on. And these goddamn lobbyists, you know, as long as you got these money, big money backers, you can go ahead and have them do almost any fucking thing, anything. And that's the thing. The lobbyists are going ahead and having these fucking politicians do outrageous ass shit, and that's. I think the most lobbyists that are there, I think it's through the oil industry.
Okay, I got
the
it. Larry King. Larry King's the guy that went over to RT.
Larry King. Okay.
Larry.
You remember Larry King?
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was CNN or where he was.
CNN. He was on CNN.
Okay.
CNN.
He went over to Russia today, and that's where he's doing his show now.
In Russia?
That's RT. It's Russia Today. That's one of my news sources I go look at every day.
Really?
But do you guys understand what's going on with Russia right now, and everything that we've been where we're getting fed with this whole thing? It's the conglomeration of the European Union and the Western Hemisphere. It's coming together, because if you haven't noticed. Do you guys ever see that basketball commercial with Robin Williams? And I think it's a candy commercial. And
candy.
He's
football.
He's right. And he's mimicking the coach, but he's not really the coach. And he says,
right.
"We're going to do it for Mother Russia."
Right.
And see what this goes back to. And I know that both of you are aware of this, but for all of the listeners that are listening, what this goes back to is history. Communism has always been and always will be used to usurp, to take over the dominant government that is prevalent in the world at that time, even though that government may not be worldwide. So what I'm talking about is democracy. And you notice there's been this campaign with the United States over the last 20 years that every time we go into somewhere militarily, it's in the name of democracy.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times.
Thanks.
Please don't go ahead and look at me. That democracy shit is just a bunch of bullshit. I don't understand how you can go ahead and get democracy at the end of a gun barrel.
That's the game, though. See,
I'm a veteran, and I'm totally against all that old bullshit, man, because I'm like, hold on, I lost friends in that. I just, look, man, a few months back, I had a friend of mine I was stationed with call me on the phone while this motherfucker getting ready to jump. He jumps out a goddamn window. Do you know how fucking long it took? It took me a minute. It took me a few months to go ahead and pull my head together after listening to this crash and hearing people on the fucking phone, hearing this motherfucker hit the ground. Fuck all that old bullshit, man. These motherfuckers on some bullshit, sending people over there to these goddamn places in the name of democracy.
They're saying democracy.
Yeah.
It's not for democracy.
No,
it's for resources or control the poor.
I hate
like
the term capitalism, but it's all to go ahead and make a bunch of bastards rich while people like my buddy, go ahead. He can't. He come back in here and can't get his fucking life together. Man, they on some
right,
fucking bullshit.
Right. Right, but here's the thing, Rob. Here's the thing. The die has been cast. Now people are being put in a position, and this is everybody. Everybody's being put in a position of where you have to choose a side, and you're gonna have to go with that side. All that shit we were able to do up until now. You know, with the different movements and the different genres that came out, and, you know, the suburbs and the young urban professionals. And, you know, we went through all these phases. Now you got to choose up what team you're going to be on, because now it's life or death now. It's not a game. It's not about, okay, go to school, get a degree, get a job, work that job until you retire, and then ride off into the sunset. No, they done got rid of all of that bullshit. That shit is done. It's all about, and that's why we have the wretchedness that we have in society, and that's why we're talking about things about community, is because we've totally detracted from that. Now it's like everybody's just out there trying to do what the hell ever that's going to get them to where they want to be, not realizing that if the company that they keep is not there also, that company can become a detriment to them. They can contribute to your demise as well as being a benefactor. And that's where we are now. We have to choose sides. We're in a transhumanism. I've talked about this on many shows, where now all of a sudden machinery is being combined with humanity. They got machines walking around looking like human beings. And they telling you this on these TV shows. Resurrection, Almost Human, Extant. Every show that freaking comes out now is a mixture of a human being with a freaking machine. They're trying to tell me something.
I was talking about here, like, the Japanese and the birth rate is going down, and these cats over there making all these machines, and it's mostly the men who rather go ahead and fuck their goddamn robot instead of, get them some real pussy. I mean, I don't understand that, why you want to go ahead and hit that thing there. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get you a woman. But they are saying that how a lot more people are not going to have sex in Japan. I saw these articles, and I'm like, And from what I know, because I've been in Japan, and these guys at that time, even when I went over there years ago, I'm like, man, they got the modern-day electronics and everything. Now they got lifelike dolls and everything. You'd rather go ahead and hit that, be with that steel, that metal covered with plastic, instead of go ahead and be with a woman. No wonder y'all going ahead and having problems. That's some sick shit. Very, very sick. We can't fall into that trap.
And you know what I wanted to add to that, Chef?
Hmm?
What I wanted to add to that is the fact that, and let me qualify this. I'm gonna say this on a scientific level, but I'm gonna try to reduce it to the least common denominator. We always live in a parallel universe, and when I say parallel universe, that means that there's an existence that we have, and then there's an existence that people that we intermingle with have that's completely different from ours. So
really,
and with the virtual world that has been pushed upon us, the virtual world, e.g. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, iPad, iPod, desktop, cell phone, whatever you can name. Okay?
Nobody get pregnant with that shit.
No, but what I'm saying is that the lines between the realistic world and the virtual world have gotten so blurred now that those who are in the real world see behavior from those in the virtual world as a complete abomination, while at the same time, those who are in the virtual world look at the people in the real world like, how come they don't get it? You understand what I'm saying? Pumpkin,
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's why you see so many of them in these lifelike dials. And this, to me, is some sick shit.
It's a parallel universe. You're living
in sick
two different
shit.
Places.
You can't go ahead and convince me
that's
some sick
time.
Shit. You got a man who would rather go ahead and get with a robot, go ahead and fuck a robot instead of going fuck a real woman. That's some
sick
shit.
Why does that happen?
Maybe it's so there's no emotional attachment. It's safer emotionally.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying that you asked. I don't know, but...
No.
But maybe...
You hit it right on the head.
To, you know, communicate or...
You hit it right
you know,
on the
have
head.
Disagreements or something with a robot, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
assuming about going these robot things disagree with you, right?
What needs to happen is for a lot of these guys to go ahead... They need to go ahead and get a control to a real woman, so that woman go ahead and control that woman to kick his ass every time
but
he
Rob,
gets a messing
but
up.
But Rob, at the same time, do you realize that while you're saying that this is more prevalent amongst men, do you realize this is going to filter to women? This is going to filter to children? This is not going
to... I think it already has, but...
It's not going to stop.
But the studies I saw was just dealing with the men. I don't really think they really talked about, you know, and besides, when I went to Japan, it's all, anybody can go ahead and talk that shit, but it's one of those other fucking societies and cultures where it's just geared up toward men any goddamn way, which is some bullshit. I love women, and I treat women as well as I can. But these guys over there, they're real fucking stupid. I mean, you can go ahead and deal with them inside out. Go ahead and look at them on top and go ahead and look at their real nice society and fucking look at their porn. I mean, they fucking stupid as hell. I mean, they disrespectful to women. And I don't give a fuck. Watch them. But the thing, here's the thing. You can't go ahead and keep your society going and create a community with fucking robots. What was that fucking movie years ago?
Logan's
Run. Stepford Wives.
So you were the one with the female robot?
That popped in my mind, man. How could you fucking go ahead and have that shit going on? That would go ahead and kill your society right there. That don't go create no fucking community. I mean, you can go ahead, you got your robot telling you you don't do no wrong and you're great and all that other stuff. You don't need that. That's not good for you. You need somebody to go ahead beating your head in or go ahead and have you go ahead sleeping with them one eye open. Hey, is she going to go ahead and stick me? That's what you need. A few times, you know, when I was fucking married, it was like, oh, you know, I woke up like with blue around my mouth. I was like, God damn it, this bitch can kick me in my mouth. You need to go ahead and go to sleep. You need to go to sleep like that. Phil, you need to go to sleep like that. That's reality because it go ahead and you put you into a different realm. You need to stay with reality. You can't have nobody agreeing with you all the fucking time. Get out of here. That's
but
stupid.
No,
these
but,
guys
but,
want to go ahead and have a fucking robot.
Here's the thing you just sparked for me, Chef, is how you brought up that movie. Now, we can all bring up these movies that were made years ago where we can actually see this shit happening today.
Oh, I understand that. I really, really understand.
My point in bringing that up is imagine the amount of people who don't understand that. And they think that this is a natural evolution.
I don't think it is.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Pumpkin. That's not what I'm saying, Chef. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Pumpkin, you, and Chef, you have the ability to decipher this. But for every one of you, there's tens of thousands who don't do it. They don't decipher it. They don't see the Emerald Tablet.
Well, I see through the bullshit. I see through the bullshit.
And that's
and
a great thing.
And
that's a great thing. And my point in bringing that up is that it's incumbent upon people such as yourselves to constantly do the due diligence and to bring to light these things because you're outnumbered. They're not, if there were people who thought like you, Chef, who thought like you, Pumpkin, we wouldn't even be sitting here talking about community. We'd already have it. It would be a work in progress. It would be done. We'd be talking about something entirely different.
I feel that it's like this. They have, individuals have established the bullshit in a whole lot of people based off a fear. Fear sells. If I can get you to scare, if you get you scared of some shit, man, I can go ahead and have you go ahead and do all kinds of other shit. Look at, here's case in point. When Obama became president, how many motherfuckers feared him, scared him? And people are saying, hey, look, he's going to take your guns away. And not one damn time, individuals, they put a system in place where they go ahead and took people's guns away. But when you look at the bullet sales, gun sales, through the fucking roof. Get you to fear something, and you'll do any goddamn thing.
Right, but here's my point. Don't ever take for granted, and I'm saying this to you, Chef, and I'm saying this to you, Pumpkin. Don't ever take for granted that the common person, the everyday person, and that's not, you know, in any way to demean the person I'm talking about, but what I'm saying is don't ever take for granted that the fact that you can see through the system, everybody else can see through it the same way. They can't. They don't. Let me rephrase that. It's not that they can't. They don't.
They don't be based on fear. Based on fear. They're afraid.
Whatever it's based on, Chef.
They're afraid.
Whatever
you got to go ahead and stand up and go ahead and look.
It doesn't matter. You have, and this is what I want you to embrace, and this is what I want Pumpkin to embrace, because this is what I embrace listening to both of you, is that, yeah, I'm right in how I feel. Because this person is saying something that makes sense to me. Pumpkin is saying something that makes sense to me. Yes, I will embrace that, regardless of the media, the grid, all the artificial shit that's going on, because that's where they got us now. They got us, man. And we don't want to admit that. Now, I can understand why. Because those
are... Why? Wait a minute.
Enough.
You understand
because
why? Wait a minute.
I understand why. Because those who are advanced enough, such as yourself, don't fall for it. Now, here's what you have to take into consideration, Chef. You have the benefit of working for the government. You had the benefit of working for the government in a militaristic view, point of view, occupation. Most people don't even have that. And while you were doing it, you were actually paying attention to all the bullshit that was going on. So you were
paying attention. I couldn't help but to pay attention. I really couldn't help but to pay attention because I'm saying, like, hold on now. We bringing in shit from the U.S., and you can buy shit locally. And that was one of the things that was bugging me, that some of the places I've been, We bring in shit local, you know, from way from the U.S. That costs a whole lot of money instead of going in and buying stuff locally when some, like toilet paper and preventions. Okay, well, they still had toilet paper that was not, it was soft enough not to cut your ass. I mean, why you had to go and buy this shit from the U.S., back from the States, that was hard enough to cut your ass? It didn't make no sense to me. And when you go ahead and look at that kind of stuff, man, it's like you go ahead and you, it comes back to who's your buddy? Who's the buddy of the politicians to go ahead and the lobbyists to go ahead and get you to go ahead and purchase this stuff? To go, it just didn't make no damn sense to go ahead and be buying all that other garbage from the U.S., when you can go ahead and get it locally, and you don't help the people, and we were not treating people well, man. It was a lot of bullshit, man. A lot of fucking garbage. And it used to bug me every fucking day. I'm like, man, I ain't got no business over here fucking over these people's lives and doing such and such and so on and so. I'm like, man, I just want to fucking go home and forget it.
Let me tell you something I heard last night, Chef and Pumpkin. I was watching Arsenio Hall. And no, I'm sorry. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, last night. He had President Clinton on. And, you know, he was in his groove. He was being a jokester. He was asking real fucked up questions, but they were real questions, because he was like, you know, when you became president, this is just an example. When you became president, did you check into the UFO file to find out if there's really UFOs? Did you, you know, shit like that? But here's the thing that out of that little 12-minute segment, he had asked Clinton about his daughter, who's working on her PhD at Oxford. This is going to be her fourth degree. She has more degrees than Hillary and Bill combined already. She's about to get her fourth at Oxford. And Jimmy Kimmel asked him, he was like, would you ever advise your daughter to get into politics? Or what would you say to her about getting into politics? And this is what stuck to me through that whole little segment they had. He said, politics is a game. Either you get in the game or you don't have to get in the game. But remember one thing, if you don't get in the game, somebody else will. And he said, that's what I want my daughter to know. Somebody's going to play the game, whether you play it or not. And as black people, when we're talking about community, see, we're not playing the real game. We playing the bullshit game. We playing the stuff that gets fed down to us. Saggy jeans, okay, ratchet women. We're doing it all. We're playing that to the hill, okay? But we're not playing the real game. And that's what it amounts to. And I was glad to hear him say that. That was real talk from him. He was like, if you ain't going to play the game, then fuck, get out the way. Because guess what? Somebody else is. And he said, when they do, don't complain.
Yeah.
That's it.
Clinton's a pimp.
Big time. And guess what Jimmy Kimmel asked him? Jimmy Kimmel actually asked him, he said, how do you feel like being called the first black president of the United States? He asked him that last night.
What did he say?
Clinton, he went into this whole thing, Pumpkin, about when he had first ran from office and he was from Arkansas and it being racist. And his father owned a store, and majority of the patrons to his father's store was black. So, in essence, what he said was he took it as a compliment. Now, on the back end of it, he let it be known. I'll never let my legacy hang on that. Never.
I told you he's a pimp.
But he took it as a compliment. That's what he said. He said he was proud to be called the first black president of the United States.
Like I said, he a pimp.
He was proud. He said it made him feel good.
Look how many women he had. He's a pimp.
And that was on, and just for everybody listening, that was on Jimmy Kimmel. Correct me if I'm saying that wrong, Chef. Jimmy Kimmel, last night. On his little talk show. He had Clinton on. And it was very enlightening. It really was. Because Kimmel was trying to come with the jokes, and it was just real interesting how Clinton was just able to deflect that shit. Because, you know, Jimmy Kimmel came with the Hillary shit and all that. And he was just like, man, he was throwing that yoke off like it was nothing. Like it was nothing. I was like, man, when Sade made that song, Smooth Operator, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a question.
Bill Clinton is a smooth operator.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
On the show you're talking about that Clinton was on, did this guy ever ask him anything about Hillary running for president or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
They all asked that question.
He did.
I didn't see it, but I know they all asked that question.
Yeah, he did, and Bill sidestepped it completely. He acted like he didn't know nothing about it.
Okay, I was just curious.
So they don't live in the same house no more?
Hillary's going to be the next female president. There's not going to be one before her. It's going to be Hillary. I predicted that when Obama got elected to his first term. Right then and there, I knew Hillary would be next. I knew she would.
Do you think she will be?
No doubt.
Do you think she will
be? And a female, and me and my roommate were talking about this last night because he was saying, well, the Republicans are going to come up with a female. And I said, they already did that. Sandra Palin. That failed miserably. That blew up in their face. They're going to leave that one alone for a while.
Palin was a comedian.
Say that again?
Palin was a comedian. Ain't no way you can go ahead and bring somebody in like that. Palin's a comedian.
Nah, she was in over her head. She was... And this is what me and my roommate were talking about last night, which is what I
said. Comedian.
Well, she got thrust into a position just based on the fact that, and let's be honest, she's, for all the standards that we have, she's a good-looking woman. She's fairly young. She can talk. She's articulate to the point of where she can put sentences together. But when you put her in an arena with reporters and politicians and people who've been doing this all their lives, she was completely out of her league. And that's when she fell off. Because they tried to put her up there. They really did. They put her in that position. She had the look. She could talk. And they were like, okay, let's see how this works. And then she was able to do that, and they were like, okay, they took it to the next level. But then when she got into that arena with the real ball players, she just fell apart at the seams. She couldn't hold it
together. Wait a minute, hold on, brother. She couldn't talk. She's a moron. She's an idiot. This is another conversation. The shit she say don't make no damn sense.
To you.
To me,
because
I deal with reality, goddammit, for real. Okay, so, you know, you got a bunch of people who want to go, this is the problem I got. For me, ain't no fucking way I'm going to go here and deal with a lot of these fucking politicians because they don't deal with reality. I don't want to go here and deal with left. Hold on. I don't want to deal with the left or the right because they both on the same old bullshit. So that's why I say, hey, look, I don't even just basically go down the middle. I want to go ahead and create a whole new different vibe, a whole new different genre to go ahead and just get the fuck away from all the old bullshit because I can't deal with it no fucking more. So Tel Palin was a moron and an idiot, and she proved it every fucking day. But the problem is you got a whole lot of people who follow her. And that just shows you what kind of people there are in this goddamn country. A bunch of morons and idiots and deal with that stupid bullshit.
That's right, because it works, Chef. It works. They do what works. They do what works. Pumpkin, do you disagree? Do they not do what works?
Well, I don't know. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Wait a minute.
It is working. Hold on. It is working because she's bringing in money for them. That's what it's all about. It's really not about running the country or go ahead and being a good politician. It's 100% about who can go ahead and bring in the money. And she's bringing in. She's a good motherfucker for fundraising.
She's a good soldier.
Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure. I agree.
No,
I mean,
but
when McCain selected her as his running mate, and it failed. He didn't get elected. People started listening to her when she was cornered with difficult questions, couldn't answer them. I think it backfired on him, so I don't think it did work.
She's an idiot. But she's an idiot, and that just shows you how many people follow her. And what did I see her on? I can't remember. And it was still people running up asking her, are you going to run for president again? And Michelle Bachmann. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go back. Can we go back and look at Sarah Palin? Who are her followers? It's pretty much one specific group of Americans.
Right.
It's your staunch Christian conservatives.
Ugh.
That's my view on that, okay? And sure, they're following her and idolizing her and standing behind her. But that one small section of American society is not going to get anyone elected as president. So I'm not so sure it's working.
Those ideas are not dying off.
There's always going to be a section, a group within the United States that is going to be that, you know, and I'm not talking your everyday Republican or your everyday Christian. I'm talking your staunch Christian extremist conservative person. That person is the one that I feel follows Sarah Palin. The wackos on the right. And that's a minority of people in our country that are the wackos on the right. She's a cute little puppet for that group. She gets the media attention. But it's a very small group, I feel, that actually looks up to her.
Can I comment on that, please?
Hey, it's going to cost you $40.
Checks in the mail. With that being said, I think the important thing that we have to understand, especially when we're dealing with politics, McCain wasn't chosen to actually win the presidency. McCain was being used for Sandra Palin. So it wasn't for McCain to win. It wasn't for Palin to be vice president. It's a long-term plan. It was to put her in a position to where she could jockey for it now. It didn't work because she did not have the political savvy. She didn't understand the real political game, even though she is a politician from Alaska. that is a region that is not directly correlated to the United States, Washington, D.C., California, and everything in between.
The mainland.
So she's not on the mainland, which gives her, you know, a deficit. Now, with that being said, just to bring it full circle, what we have to understand as voters, as just community people, is that when we see something like that, yeah, she was being brought forward to be the next president from the Republican standpoint.
I don't agree. But you keep going, please.
And the only correlation that I wanted to draw is that if you look at the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the chairman, the head person of that is a female. Germany, their chancellor, which is the equivalent of the president of the United States, is female.
And she's going crazy out of her mind lately, too.
Right. So women are women are being put into positions of supreme authority. And what's happening is that Hillary was actually the best way to go. I think she's, and this is just my own personal take, I think she's having physical problems, which is why.
Let me hit you with something here.
Okay.
I think that going ahead and bringing Sarah Palin out was something to go ahead and introduce the world, no doubt, to what they intend to do here in the near future with all that crazy-ass shit she's saying. Not to go ahead and get her to be president. I think it was to go ahead and start introducing them to a whole new line. And you listen to some of the stuff she's been saying to bring out a whole different fucking agenda about dealing with they fake, a false-ass fucking realm of reality. That's what I feel. Not because none of that shit made no goddamn sense, but to go ahead and get support for this retarded-ass shit she says, because that's the kind of route they're going on. I was arguing with an individual at one of my fucking work sites, right? And this dude, man, I just could not believe he was saying that ridiculous, stupid shit. Me going ahead, want to go ahead and back farming and agriculture, right? He was saying the same shit. We need to drill and drill and drill. I hadn't heard that shit in a minute. But I'm trying to say, dude, you don't need none of that.
You don't need
to go ahead and drill no goddamn where. Go on, if you pay attention right now, you got oil spills throughout the U.S., which the regular media is not telling you about. They go ahead and tell you a little bit, but when you go ahead and do ahead and look and see how much that these oils is fucking spilling, even that fucking a pipeline, that's spilling and fucking up the environment. So we don't need none of that shit. Farming and agriculture. You can go ahead and get your natural oils, go ahead and go ahead and oil your car, and go ahead and turn it, whatever fruits or vegetables you go ahead and grow, turn that into ethanol to fuel your car. You don't need none of that shit. And she's a fucking retard. She's in the pockets of the oil industry, which is amazing to me, when she went against the oil industry and got money. Now she's in their fucking, she's in their back pocket. That broad is just going ahead and bringing up a whole bunch of nonsense to go ahead so they can go ahead and have another new platform on. And that's what she is. She is not really going ahead making any goddamn sense.
She's not a politician. She's a businesswoman.
Right. That's my point.
And I just want to, because you both had an opportunity to say why you felt Sarah Palin was brought on as McCain's running mate. I think it's something else. I think, one, she's a minority. She's a woman.
Right.
And they were using that to try to capture the female vote to try to beat Obama, a minority. I think it was a countermeasure trying to get the minority vote.
Exactly.
And like, I'm not being racist, but it's reality. Obama was going ahead in the polls, black man. McCain needed a minority to try to get a minority vote, female. And I think that's it exactly.
But they proved them fucking people wrong. It was like, okay, well, people ain't that goddamn stupid. People ain't that damn stupid. Why would you bring this retarded ass broad on? You know, all the nutty ass shit she say. It just proves that the people just not that fucking stupid. You know.
All right, can I ask a question? And I wanna hear from you, Chef, but I wanna hear from Pumpkin first. Do you think the next president will be female? And if not, or if she will, why? Either way.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Tell me what you think.
Look at Hillary. Hillary's got some... Let's even take Hillary. I think we've all seen the media, the articles, whatever out there that Hillary is having some type of medical issues going on. So one, does she really have medical issues going on or not? And if she does, would that make her not run for president? We don't know, okay? But even with that said, you've got Hillary and you've got the whole Benghazi affair.
Yeah.
And the GOP conservatives are going to go crazy on that.
Yeah.
All right, now you're looking at where some of our soldiers got set up, they lost their lives, things like that. Many Americans are sensitive, I am, to our military being put in harm's way without being protected, which is what happened there. We all know it. And everybody's laying it on her. So can she, if she is really healthy and can run, too, can she shake that? I don't know.
Man, that's real talk.
I don't
know.
That's good.
I like
that. And I don't see a female right now on the GOP conservative side
that
I think they can put out there that'll win the votes.
Now,
I mean, maybe there's someone there I don't know about.
But don't they have to put her out there now? Because for the presidency, you got to run a minimum 2 years in advance.
Well, I would say probably soon you'd have to start seeing.
Well, if she's been running for 8 years.
I'm not seeing any female on the GOP conservative side out there right now. Are you guys?
I think that opens Pandora's box, Chef, because now all of a sudden what Pumpkin said is very important. There's no female out there, so it's a breeding ground for them to put one out there, let's say in the next 3 months.
Because I think they could go a little later. I do.
Okay.
I think by end of summer. By end of summer, they got to put something out there.
A year from now.
At the most.
Well, then the presidential election is a year from then.
Right.
That's not enough time.
But I'm just saying, Michelle Bachmann, they're not going to put her out there at all. There were too many problems with her. Who else is there that I'm just not seeing? I'm not seeing any females on the GOP conservative side that people are saying are interested in running for president. I'm not. Maybe it's there. I haven't seen it yet.
Now, would you be surprised if all of a sudden we heard Hillary had a miraculous comeback from her health issues, and now she's ready to throw her hat back in the political arena? Let's say that happens in the next 9 months or less.
If she's healthy, I think it's possible she may make a run for it. But again, she's got that whole Benghazi affair. I think they'd have to feel out during the primaries and caucuses.
I think the American people are willing to look the other way on that. She can fight through the Benghazi thing. I really think so. You don't think she can fight through that?
I'm 50-50 on it.
She has the political clout. She has the political pedigree. She can get through that.
She can do her best to get through that. But you got to remember, we have the GOP and conservative side. They've lost the last two elections. All right,
sure.
And now we have Obama. He's been in, you know, he'll be in the 8 years.
Right.
The economy's awful. People can't get jobs. The average American person right now is looking for a change for the better. Okay?
Yeah.
So the GOP has that on their side for the 2016 election. All right?
That's
so if they can really push that Benghazi thing,
Yeah.
And people want to see something different after 8 years of economic distress and, you know, us getting our nose into Libya and the Ukraine and Syria and all this stuff.
Right.
The GOP right now is at a plus because of that.
See, Chef, I see exactly where she's coming from. She understands the geopolitical landscape and how all that shit works. That makes perfect sense. Man, I wish I would have recorded that. We could have put that on PBS. Man, that was it right there. That was it. And that's how the whole thing's going to shake out. Just what she said. Just what Pumpkin said. That's how it's going to shake out. Hillary's going to have to be able to shake that Benghazi shit. At the same time, anybody else that comes through is going to have to show the political savvy to where they've been a part of the whole process, but might not have been a particular player in the bullshit that went on. I understand exactly what Pumpkin's saying. Yeah.
You know what? Here's the crazy part about American politics. The fucked up part about American politics is that American people are stupid. Don't tell me, you can tell me any fucking thing you want to, but American people are stupid. I saw something recently on how the people in America will not come out in the street and go ahead and go against the economic problems in America. They will not come out on the street. They won't get out on the street. They won't go ahead and deal with the economic problems. They won't get out and protest is my point. They won't go ahead and get out and break windows like they're doing in other countries, tearing up stores and everything because they know it's a bunch of bullshit. They won't come out and go ahead and say, hey, look, like in Iceland, I think it's Iceland, where they're going to go ahead and throw, where they're trying to go ahead, where some of their bankers have been thrown in jail.
Yes, that's Iceland.
America is full of shit, and these people because these politicians know they got people in America scared as fuck, and they go ahead and this is why they get away with so much bullshit, so much retarded bullshit, because they go ahead and they can do whatever they fucking want to because they know the majority of the American people are gonna go ahead and shoot it down. They stupid. They're gonna go ahead and pay attention. Not go ahead and pay attention to what's going on. The news. The news media is owned in America by I think five or six companies. So
and they're not all
American
companies that own them either.
Huh?
And it's not all American companies that own American media.
Exactly. Rupert Murdoch coming out of Australia. So, you know, all these fucking people are going ahead and controlling the whole fucking message. So it ain't no fucking way you're going to go ahead and get real things that's going on. And if America would go ahead and deal like some of these, like if the American people are doing like some of these other fucking countries, a lot of that nonsense wouldn't even happen. The fucking GOP, that party would fucking retire all the fucking together. They'd go ahead and be shut down, be out of business if they do in this country like they do in some other countries. You think about that. Because they get away with a bunch of bullshit because they got Fox News and the whole media apparatus in America is all flawed and illegal and bullshit. If they did like some other countries, they wouldn't be out of business. Think about that.
That's one of the side effects of a corporate government. I mean, you have a country run by some very big conglomerates that are businesses, then this is what you have, what we currently have. I mean, the only way to really make a lot of change in the United States for the better of the people is to find a way to get the corporation out of the government.
You think that's really going to happen?
Do I think that's going to happen? No time soon, no.
Mm-mm. And again, like I said earlier, Obama signed the Monsanto Protection Act. You know, that's just as bad as fucking going ahead and still giving oil subsidies to the fucking industry. Go ahead giving them all that extra cash. They don't need it.
Okay, but that kind of thing's been going on for a long time.
So it's been going on for a long time. So it's just like the whole fucking income tax issue, the whole thing about taxes. You've been doing it for so long. Let's go ahead and protect it. Let's change the rules. And how you keep on paying taxes? Well, basically, there's a whole different idea about going ahead. There's a whole different way of doing the tax shit. I got a problem with going ahead and paying taxes, man. I'm trying to figure out, you know, it's certain shit that I don't fucking use. Why I got to pay taxes on it? Fuck that. I ain't never called the fire department, so give me that part of my tax money back. I didn't go here and support no wars, so what the fuck? I mean, it's a lot of stupid shit. That's how I feel.
Don't tell me I'm silly or ridiculous,
but it's stuff that I'm paying for that I think that, hey, I need to have a little bit more say-so. And when I go here and I try to have say-so, people try to tell me that you nuts, you need to go ahead and do this. That whole thing about Homeland Security and the Patriot Act, man, I cannot believe that the U.S. people are really sitting back and allowing that bullshit to go through. They don't know that shit is hurting.
Okay. Can I say something? When we're talking about the people, you, me, you know, we're everyday people, okay, in America.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask this, though. As the people, okay, let's go to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. They did poll after poll after poll. Do Americans want it? And the high majority, every single time, came back and said, no. They called their elected officials. They wrote letters. They sent facts. They sent emails. All this stuff to whoever their elected officials are. Okay, they were well heard. We as the people, well heard. What did our elected officials do? They voted it in. The right and the left, both. So what are the American people supposed to do to get their politicians, who are supposed to be representing them, us, to do what we want for this country?
Look, let me tell you how I feel about that. Okay. First off, insurance is a scam. Straight bullshit. Anybody say anything different, I knock you in the head first, and then I go ahead and show you that, hey, look, I was selling insurance for 2 years. Straight bullshit. Okay. You don't need a lot of that. It's a scam. Real big scam. Premiums are a scam. The whole fucking industry is a scam. They get rich off of it. I feel that if insurance was real, you go ahead and after you pay into it for so long, you get a check. Get some of your money back. Now, as far as the whole health insurance thing is concerned, I feel as long as I'm paying taxes, I should be covered freely. It's not even free. I should be covered, period. I'm paying into it, going ahead and keeping you bastards, going ahead, the politicians in place to go ahead and make these rules and laws, and you go ahead and look at your health care, their coverage. You'd be surprised. If you look into what they get, you'll be shocked as far as going ahead and getting health coverage.
They don't have the Obamacare plan that people have gone out and purchased this year.
No, they don't. I said insurance is bullshit, and the whole fucking health care, the whole fucking thing, it should be the same plan. You should be on the same fucking plan as the politicians are. Their kids are covered. Their in-laws are covered. Pay attention. They can go ahead and say, hey, look, they fucking neighbor's cat can be covered. They on some bullshit.
Okay, and I agree with that, but these politicians who voted this into law, which was Democrats and Republicans both that did this, okay, they knew the majority of their constituents did not want them to vote for that Obamacare. They did it anyway. So what are the American people supposed to do to stop that kind of thing from happening.
The whole thing, I don't think people should be mad at Obama and bring and implement this shit because it's identical to Romney care. What he put
I agree with you completely. That's,
that,
I think Obama got
more,
it from Romney care. I will back you on that.
They should be more pissed off
completely
at the insurance companies. People should be more pissed off at the insurance companies for going ahead and lobbying for this shit here. You don't really, pay attention, you don't really hear the insurance companies going ahead and pitching a bitch about it. You don't hear them saying too much of shit about it. Because all of them stand to make good money because everybody in the U.S. is forced to go ahead and buy insurance. That's why I say your health care coverage should be the same as the goddamn politicians.
I agree, but my point being, though, is the people spoke and said they did not want the Affordable Care Act. The people. The majority of the people. But our elected officials in Washington voted it in anyway. What are the American people supposed to do when they have their voices heard, but they're ignored? And their politicians, our politicians, go do whatever they want anyway.
That just goes
back
to show you one thing. That shows you one thing, that, hey, look, America is not run by the people.
No, it's not.
It's run by those
and that
money.
That goes back to Thomas Jefferson, who said there should be a revolutionary every 10 years. That way you don't have to worry about nepotism. That way you don't have to worry about conflict of interest, people being able to buy their way into the system. That was one of the founding fathers who said that. Not only did he say that, he said, don't ever have a central bank.
Oh, I agree with that one.
Because as soon as you get a central bank, you can kiss it goodbye. You're done. And that's where we are. That's where we are. As a community, as a city, as a society, as a global market, that's where we are. We have allowed conglomeration to take over things they have no business dealing with. No business. The government should have no business talking to you about the plants you grow. None.
I agree.
Oh, so we should grow weed freely?
It doesn't matter. It's an agricultural product. The largest killer of Americans is prescribed drugs.
And we all know that goes back to your big corporate government.
There you go.
I'm down with it. Let's go ahead and grow weed freely. I'm for that. I'm for that program.
You can do it. The question is, can you get away with it or not? It ain't never
right,
stopped.
Right, exactly.
It ain't never stopped.
Yeah, but that,
and
that
I,
is
and
changing.
And Rob, when I brought up the whole thing about being from California in an agrarian state, is because the prison system grows the marijuana in California. Not individuals. The prison system, Soledad, which is right there in Stockton County, Folsom is in Stockton County, Folsom Prison. You got Soledad, you got San Quentin. Man, they all grow marijuana.
The prisons are growing marijuana in California?
Yeah.
That's kind of wondering.
I'm going to tell you something else.
Because California's got...
They grow marijuana in California, and you know who's funding it? The pharmaceutical industry.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Marijuana is California's largest cash crop. Has
Hold on. To go ahead and get the best equipment, the best fans, and all that other shit, the pharmaceutical industry has been funding that for a long time.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, I got a question because you're in California. The one of you is. Can a private citizen or a private company get a permit or something to grow marijuana in California?
Yeah.
Is there many that are able to do that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You can't go ahead and do that without them industries backing you. Because to go
That's
ahead and get that,
just said.
To get the, to get the registration, said. To go ahead and get the paperwork, the documentation
That's
for that.
That's what she just said. If you do
Wait
all
a minute.
That,
hold on, bro. To go ahead and get that, you go ahead and look at the price. That shit ain't like $100, $1,000. That shit
oh,
is
of
in
course
the
not.
Thousands. It's like
yeah.
getting a liquor license.
Yeah, but you can do it. And pumpkin, here's how you do it. Once you go through just what Chef said, once you go through all your paperwork and you're certified by the state, what they do is they come in and they will do a survey of your acreage or however much land you're using to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then they tag all your trees with these little bands on them. They're like these, you know how they do those little bands in sports where it's like for breast cancer month or, you know, and you get the little bands, they put them in your tree. So they'll come out at a designated period every month to check your progress. And as long as everything that you have has that state band on it, you can continue to grow it. Now, if you have some plants in there
that don't have a band,
that don't have it, yeah, they take those.
Okay. I was just curious, when you were saying that they were growing marijuana in the prisons, are most of the prisons
yeah.
in California public or private, privately owned? With the ones that are growing the marijuana? I'm just curious.
That I know. Let me see. Folsom. No, they. I don't know if I don't have the details. Folsom is a state prison. Chino is a state prison. That's Southern California. Folsom is in Stockton area, Stockton County.
Because some of the prisons nowadays are not owned by the people, the public.
Right.
There's private companies that own some of our prisons now.
Right,
I was kind of curious if there was any correlation between
growing
marijuana in the prisons
yeah.
and whether these prisons were a mixture of both, one or the other, just out of curiosity's
yeah.
sake.
Most definitely it ties into that. Now, San Quentin is a federal prison, so I think federal prisons are off limits to private industrialists. They can
I'm not sure.
They can buy...
No, they still are doing that. They still are doing that.
I know the private industrialists, they can buy in the state prisons, they can buy in the county prisons, and they can buy into your city jails. They can buy into all of that. Federal prisons, I don't know about. I don't think private interests can, but I could be wrong. I don't know if they can buy in the federal prisons, like Leavenworth, like Pelican Bay, like Rikers Island. You got federal prisons that are very well known. Those are government financed. But anything below that level, yeah, if you have enough private money, you can buy into that market and you can control it. So, yeah, you can buy in on the state level, the municipal level, the district level, the city level, yeah, you can buy into all of that. All of it.
I don't know, bro. I'm not sure. I know that, hey, look, these guys got their hand in a whole lot of stuff, and the pharmaceutical industry has been siphoning off money to go ahead to open up their little fucking groups. You know, their little lobbyists and all these little businesses and they putting that money in other little places to go ahead and come out and make it seem like they're not involved. But they're also involved in going ahead and helping with the marijuana industry, and they're also involved with the federal prison system.
Of course. That was the logical move, was to make marijuana illegal, because marijuana didn't become illegal until the late 1920s or early 30s. And the whole campaign they used for making marijuana illegal was the Hearst family, who was into publication.
You know what, man? If you want to go ahead, I would like you to go. I'm going to set that show up, and I'm going to show you some stuff that I found. It was like,
okay.
It wasn't him. It was a couple other things that went on.
Well, it was the Hearst family, and it was the DuPont family that were in the textiles, because hemp goes back to, you know, the founding fathers. George Washington was a marijuana grower.
Yeah.
DuPont's in agriculture also.
True.
Say that again, Pumpkin.
DuPont is into agriculture also.
Exactly. They went from agriculture to the textile business. So what
they were competing with Monsanto. They've been competing with Monsanto for a minute.
Yes, they do.
Right. They teamed up with the Hearst family that was in the publication business because hemp was so widespread. That's why you got cities named after it. Hempstead, New York. A lot of people don't even know the largest producer of natural gas is the hemp plant. So when we sit here in America and we talk about oil and the price of gas, man, the United States don't need the Middle East. They don't need South America.
That's what I was bringing up earlier when Sarah Palin was part of that drill baby drill bullshit.
Right.
Okay. You know, and the U.S. don't need the fossil based fuels at all. They was using hemp for a long time and other shit.
Exactly.
They don't need that at all. But this is like, I think I tried to mention earlier, I was arguing with a guy at this one work site I was at, and I'm trying to tell you, you know what, dude, only thing you're doing, you're not paying attention, but your whole mission is to go ahead and make somebody else rich. And you're not thinking about, hey, look, that's not helping you at all. You can go ahead and get your car, your vehicles, and go ahead and convert the car and go ahead and take alternative fuels into them. And this cat just wasn't even buying it. He was like, nah, but they got oil here. I said, dude, are you not even listening? Pay attention. Well, how much does it cost you to go and fill your car up? Here in Chicago, here, the fucking gas is like over $4 a gallon in some place.
Yeah.
So this makes sense for you to go ahead for these people to keep selling you that bullshit? I mean, it's just mind-boggling how stupid people are and run around this goddamn country. That's why I was saying earlier, that, hey, look, if the people in the U.S. did anywhere near what the people did in Ireland, by throwing the goddamn politicians in, you know, I just broke some shit.
hey, Pumpkin, what do you think about that?
It's all overwhelming, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
No matter, I mean, I'm against the drilling completely, 100%. But I'm a Mother Earth type, so of course I'm gonna be against that. But you know, with the whole drill baby drill thing, you need to think about this, okay?
Say that again.
When they're talking the whole drill baby drill thing, what they're talking about is actually fracking.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Right, now let's step back a minute. With fracking, all right. In the United States of America. Who produces most of the fracking equipment in the United States of America?
I'm not sure.
Halliburton. Who's in charge of Halliburton?
You know what I saw? I want you to
Cheney.
Continue, but I'm going to tell you. Check this out. I want you to go ahead and continue with that, but hold on. The thing that I saw, and that's why I keep saying earthquakes, was that Ohio had an earthquake. Okay? And they considered that straight to fracking. It wasn't because the earth shifted. It wasn't because the plates were shifting. It was because of the fracking, because they was moving, going in, sending that shit down there and fucking up the dam, how they do it. And I was like, wow, because Ohio wasn't really known for every place on the planet has an earthquake. I mean, it may be close to one point, whatever. This shit here in Ohio was bigger, and that was and they looked at it and they were saying all the places where it hit was because of that fracking shit.
Oh, anti-fracking all the way, 100%. But I'm just saying that whole drill baby drill thing is to make certain people very rich. Halliburton.
Exactly.
And now let's go back with Halliburton, okay? Back when Bush was in office, all right? You guys have all heard of the Safe Water Act, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Back when Bush was in office, okay, they wrote up a bill saying that for fracking purposes, fracking will be exempt from the Safe Water Act.
Really? Because they need
really?
That water.
Really? So when this went through, okay, and it got through, left and right both approved it, signed off by Bush. So now Halliburton, who makes all this fracking equipment, and their conglomerate and the monopoly in the United States on the fracking equipment, that's when the fracking really took off. And they don't even have to be held accountable for the damage they do.
No, none of them being held accountable for the shit they do. I mean, shit, look at, why are they still fighting in Afghanistan? They ain't held accountable for that bullshit.
Well, that's because they're, do you know what's in Afghanistan? United States drills drugs, right? We're the drug
opium.
Trade. You got it. So that's why we're still in Afghanistan.
That's why I'm trying to tell people, you know, hey, look, they're fighting the terrorists. At this point, you'd be like, hold on, you know, the terrorists are the U.S. It's the U.S. government. Let's be honest about it. Because ain't no reason you're supposed to be over there doing this shit to these people if you go in here and if you're looking for fucking terrorists. Straight bullshit. But you got to, that's why I say this country is just full of stupid ass people. Stupid ass people. Because, you know, anybody with some real common sense wouldn't go along with this. Have you been noticing, have anybody been seeing that thing where these bankers have been going ahead and jumping off the roofs?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
What do you think about that?
That's being done for the conspiracy theorists.
Wait, somebody pushing them out of the window for
the
conspiracy theorists? Explain what
you mean. No, what it is it's feeding the notion that these people have this idea that bankers run the world. So now all of a sudden bankers are dying. So now that you figured out that bankers are running the world and now they're killing themselves, now who's running it?
Bankers do run the world. Bankers do run the world.
The last guy was
for me, and you know, first off, I saw his picture, and then after I go in, I can't remember his exact age, but I'm saying, hey, look, he was just basically too young to have any fucking problems. So
Here's what I'm saying, Chef. If people are figuring out that bankers run the world, and now all of a sudden bankers are committing suicide, well, who's running the world?
Okay, I get your point now.
I haven't really formed an opinion on that whole thing yet.
I'm thinking on it.
I'm the banker. I'm the bankers that are, like, committing suicide in that.
Oh, shit. I just saw something a little while ago where one of the lawyers for a lawyer for a banker, you know, he died after a hit-and-run accident.
Well, those things, too. But I don't know, honestly, what to think of that yet.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to ponder those things for a while.
Yeah, you do, but I know what to think. As soon as people get ahead of the curve takes a higher angle, and they make it hard to get around it. Yeah, okay, bankers run the world. Oh, it's bankers' wars. Oh, when we have wars or military conflict, it's all due to the banking system. The money means nothing. The money is fiat currency. Oh, wait a minute.
I think bankers are a player, but I don't think they're the ones.
But wait a minute, Pumpkin. Then all of a sudden, bankers start dying. So now what do you believe in?
Well, I just think, well, see, I don't believe bankers alone run everything. I think they're They're one piece of that puzzle.
I agree.
So I don't know with this. I have heard, you know, seen it on the internet and stuff about the banker thing. I don't know what to think of it because I don't know if maybe somebody else is taking these people out or if it's just the whole thing is a complete farce.
Well,
you know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just pondering it. I'm kind of waiting to see what else happens, I guess.
Think on that for a minute. But what I've gathered so far is the gradual move from mainstream thought into another mainstream thought, because that's where they have the general public now. They have the general public in lockstep. If we can get something to be popular, we can get people to think that way. And even if we shift it to something that's more popular, we can get them to move that way. So that's the area that we're going into. And for those who are not vibrating on that low of a frequency, they are completely insulted by it because it's beyond their intelligence. So they don't understand how
Hold on, brother. So what's the point of putting out this story about bankers dying and mysteriously?
Because it's not
I don't know. I mean, I'm pondering that.
Because it's not a banker's war. It's not the thief in the night that you thought it was. It's somebody else. It's not the bankers.
So that's it. I believe the bankers are a player, but they're not the whole team.
But I don't think they're the whole team. I think they're part of something much bigger. But what I was trying to say is, I think the bankers, the ones that's going ahead and being killed, found out something, and they know something, and then they were killed.
Now, let me ask you guys a question in relationship to exactly what you're talking about. We're talking about bankers being killed. Let's talk about that Malaysian flight and see how this relates to the very thing we're talking about. We were given pictures of an aircraft. We don't even know if that was the aircraft. They told us it's a 777. Okay, fine. Most people have never flown on a 777. They're telling us this plane is missing. Most of us are like, oh, God, how could this happen? Now, all of a sudden, there's all of these circumstances. There's all of these venues. There's all of these reasons of how this could have happened. And miraculously, there's no evidence of a plane crash.
But you know what? You can say the same thing about 9/11.
However, Chef, people have completely bought into the idea that this plane took off and disappeared. How do we even know the freaking plane took off? How do we know? But there's a lot of individuals who go ahead and saw people off and put them on a plane.
That part I'm not buying. The part that you can say the same thing about 9/11. And the thing about the 9/11 it's not so much that day, it's what happened afterwards that affects your life to this day. The most amount of bullshit that America's ever put in place, the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, a bunch of goddamn nonsense, wars, terror, the terrorists, all that nonsense. So
I agree.
You need to go ahead and look at what's about to possibly happen. Because the shit about September 11th was all just straight bullshit. Go ahead and you look at the day itself. Motherfucker, I done been there paying plane crashes. And you don't see the plane, that the so-called plane hit the Pentagon. You don't see no remnants of the plane. You don't see no parts of the plane, no nothing, no luggage. And then the plane that was about to go ahead and the plane that went down to Pennsylvania, you see a big hole in the ground. And then they got you with this thing that two planes hit the building. If you go ahead and look at the videos of these planes going in slow motion, you say, hey, look, these planes look kind of strange. They don't look like commercial flights. A bunch of bullshit. If a plane hit the goddamn Pentagon, that would not have gone ahead and put a little bitty ass hole in the goddamn wall. It would have took out a lot of those fucking night lamps, the poles, and they would go ahead. You would see part of it. You know, I could go on and on and on, but it was some bullshit. I can go ahead. I'll say this. I'll go out on a limb on this. I'm not sure if the plane. I think a plane took off, but I think that plane landed and didn't crash.
I think the plane took off, and I think it landed in Diego Garcia.
How you know about Diego Garcia?
I don't want to talk about that. I just think that plane took off and landed in Diego Garcia.
I've been to Diego Garcia.
This is my
how
point.
You know about
it? I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, I let it go for now. But I've been to Diego Garcia.
Here's
that plane
point.
Thing.
And it's really, and as much as fuel that was on that plane, because what they were saying was the plane probably go ahead and hit near Australia. And if you go ahead, you can just go ahead and take a little fucking string and take off from you and with a little tack and go ahead and say, okay, well, let's go ahead and swing around over here. Diego Garcia, he had enough fuel to make it to Diego Garcia.
I'm 100% convinced that plane landed in Diego Garcia.
Here's my point in bringing that up. None of us know what the plane looked like that took off. All we're going on is still photos. This is the oldest trick in the book.
The Malaysian airline plane with the symbols for that company and everything else, like a normal passenger airliner.
Okay.
I believe that 110%, but I also believe it landed in Diego Garcia. And I believe there's a specific reason it landed in Diego Garcia.
All right. I wasn't debating that issue at all, Pumpkin. I wasn't debating that. What I'm saying is that we don't know what plane took off. We don't know what that plane looked like. We don't know anything about it. And what this is it's a beta test on how we react to unexplainable disasters. That's what it is.
I think that the Malaysian plane, I think there are certain people who know exactly where it is.
Of course.
And I think if you actually are from any kind of educated country at all, you should be smart enough to figure out a plane doesn't disappear.
Right.
And there's more to that story than just a plane disappearing. But you need to remember something here. And we all know this. You tell the average person anywhere in this world the same thing over and over and over again, the high majority of them people are going to believe it.
See, that's
what
the same
are they
thing
doing
I was
every
saying,
day?
That's the same thing I was saying about the plane hitting the Pentagon. If you go ahead and you look at some of them pictures, you don't see no plane. None of them pictures. But then if you also, you can go, and here's something even more crazy. Try to go ahead and bring up news clips of that day. You almost find none of them.
Right. That's true. Of the ones supposedly hitting the Pentagon, you're not going to see those.
So,
Rob, in regards to the one that's supposed to hit the Pentagon, I mean, I'm a math and science person. Logistically, you can't fly a commercial plane that low, that size, at that speed, and hit a building. You can't do it.
You can't do it. You know, I agree with you 200%. You can't do it. If you got that plane that low, it would have been hitting the ground. You'd have seen Mars.
Mathematically, you can't do it. Based on the size of the plane, based on the payload of the plane, based on the speed that the plane travels, based on just basic physics, which is the law of gravity, 9.8 meters per second squared, you can't operate a payload at that speed, which is relatively 300 to 500 miles per hour, and fly that close to the ground. Can't do it. It's not
can't
possible.
Do it. Hey, see, this is why I say if people in America would do anywhere near like people in some of these other countries, these fuckers would not be getting away with the bullshit they're getting away with. And that day, people would not be getting away with what. See, with the September 11th, with the stuff that's going on now would not be happening. You know, like I said, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, these wars, all this fucking nonsense and bullshit. I can't say it don't make no sense. To me, it don't make no sense because I'm dealing with going ahead and be a lot more honest and dealing with reality. But these people are dealing on straight greed, and they don't give a damn who they crush to get it. Look here, I only got like a few more minutes left in my show. It's been great. We're going to have to do this again.
It's been fun.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate y'all coming through. That was cool.
I thought it was cool when I seen you having a show.
Thanks,
he's got a show on. Cool, let's check that out.
Thanks, I appreciate that. You know, hey, you know, Punkin, you go ahead and got a few more words. Go ahead and say, get some last words in, and then I want them brother N2K to go ahead and say something.
I'm gonna be looking at that Facebook group of yours, and maybe we'll quite feel those others, and I might be sharing some of them too with other groups and that I am with on Facebook that are kind of related to some of the things you have on there, you know, with the good food and the environment and all that stuff.
Yeah, please do, because I'm big on that. I'm real big on that.
One more question for you on that Facebook thing. Any of those dishes, ones you've actually made?
Yeah! Oh, my, I can't believe you asked me that.
Because I was looking at one of them, and I was looking at that dish, and I'm like, ooh, that part looks good.
What's this?
Hold on, I'm trying to find it now. It was put out on March 23rd, and it looks like there's carrots, a meat, potatoes, maybe some type of bread product. It's got some kind of veggie in it.
I gotta look at that again because it's like some of those pictures. Honestly, some of those pictures are like about 10 years old. So some of that stuff.
Yeah, because I kind of wanted to know what that bread product looking thing was.
Oh, I gotta look at that.
I don't know. Looks like maybe some type of sourdough.
I've done a lot of that stuff. I've been taking pictures and stuff for a long, long, long time. Even here on Blog Talk, the ribs.
Uh-huh.
That rib picture is 20 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, this plate looks very good, and I was kind of wondering what that one item was for certain. And the one slicing, maybe it looks like a veggie of some type. Looks like next potatoes. I was kind of wondering what that was. See, when you put these pictures out, you need to put a little snippet on what that stuff is.
Okay.
This is a suggestion, so when people like me are looking at it, we're going, what is that? That looks really good. We know.
All right. Let me bring you in just a little bit more. What I'm going to be doing, that one. With the plantains and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, that one I didn't do. Somebody
you did do that.
Did
you do it a long time ago and you're not sure what it is?
Now, that's why I was puzzled by it. No, someone sent me that one. With the, someone sent me that one. But most of the dishes I've done, and what I want to go ahead and do is start doing a live cooking show, and I'm going to be doing a lot of that stuff.
Well, you should put some of your, like, recipes out on your Facebook page here.
On my Chef Rob page on Facebook, I got a whole lot of stuff there. That one there, no, that one I didn't do. Someone sent me that one.
Okay.
I'm not going to take credit for that one. I'm not going to lie about that. I don't do that. Because I got so much skills in the kitchen, I don't need to lie about my shit at all. The one over here with all the pasta dishes and all that other shit, yeah, I did all that crap there.
On a big table? The one that's on a big long table is one dish after the other?
Yeah, that one. You see another one there with like the banana leaves and everything? I did all that.